Welcome to another episode of Rodis Live. Let's get it.
They call him punt, the wild guy.
Welcome to Rodis Live. I'm your host, Rodis, back with a bonus episode, but I love doing these Christmas bonus episodes. So my first pilot was actually like a Christmas bonus episode where I did my favorite traditional and non-traditional movies. So today, I'm just doing the 12 Days of Christmas. So the first day of Christmas, it's one mic, one dream. So use your voice and music to pursue your vision. That's it. You know, be a hip-hop entrepreneur. You know, work through what you need to do or what you're trying to achieve with the mic and your vision. and bring it to fruition. The second day of Christmas, two turntables, two hustles. So a lot of musicians, they don't have traditional jobs. So you might be hustling your merch. Like you might have an online t-shirt store. You might be a barber. And you might do music as well. Music is your full-time job, but you're using your t-shirt business and barbering for your day-to-day bills. So the second day is two turntables, two hustles. Now the third day is three elements of hip hop. So I'm going to break it down into three elements. MCing, which is writing your rhymes, spitting your rhymes, recording, you know, in front of the crowd. The second one is DJ. The DJ is a tool all by itself, because the music, it moves the crowd. And then style is the third element of hip-hop. You know, the way we dress, from Pumas, Nikes, Timberlands, you know, fashion is big. So the third day of Christmas is three elements of hip-hop. Now the fourth day is four corners of the block. So instead of the block, I'm going to say the world. So you might have some type of outreach, like doing a coat drive or something, supporting local businesses, doing in-stores, online interviews, promoting your music via the web. So you got to cover all bases. You got to cover four corners of the block. So the fourth day is the four corners of the block. So now the fifth day is five pillars of success. So, you know, principles, the essential principles that drive success in hip hop, you know, is being an entrepreneur, dedication, talent, innovation, resilience, and community. So, I'm going to break these down. So, being an entrepreneur, you working for the best interest of your business, of yourself. You know, dedication. You got to be dedicated to your rhymes. You got to be dedicated to your craft. Because once you love something, you can truly master it. Talent. You got to work on your talent. You got to cultivate your talent so you could grow, so it could get better. Innovation. You might want to incorporate something like a different marketing strategy to help your business. So that's another pillar. Resilience. You know, if somebody tell you, no, hey, I don't want to buy your music, or I'm not feeling that, you take it with a grain of salt, you be professional, and you keep it moving. And the community. The community is your audience, whether it's online, whether it's among your peers, whether it's people that you see every day. All of these factors contribute to your success. So the fifth day is five pillars of success. Now the sixth day, I'm going to go with six bars to breakthrough. So, you know, I really want to talk about, you know, storytelling, writing intricate lyrics, taking time to, you know, make narrative stories that people can identify with, you know, even incorporate you know, your journey of being an entrepreneur, some of your successes. You just want to put little gems that people can receive and take with them so it can help them. So you could touch somebody. Everybody know once you touch the fan, you got a fan forever. So, six bars to breakthrough. That's the sixth day. So day seven. Seven streams of income. So, you know, you want to diversify all streams of revenue. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. So, if you're a hip-hop artist like myself, you might be selling merchandise on your website. You might be selling CDs. You might be selling vinyl. You might be selling flash drives. Me, I'm an author, so I have a book. So basically, you want to have multiple ways to make money. So day seven is seven streams of income. So day eight, hey, eight beats a bumping. You know what I'm saying? So soon as somebody hit a track, the first thing they hear is the beat. So even if you don't have no drums on the beat, they might hear a sample. They might hear a piano. They might hear horns. They might hear a vocal sample. They gonna hear something to catch their ear. So with the music, you want to make sure that the song is arranged properly. If you're making beats, you wanna make sure that, hey, am I producing this song in 8 bars, 4 bars, 12 bars? You want to make sure that it's mastered. So you want to take it to an engineer so that your music can be received and captivate the people. The engineer's job is to make sure that you have the highest sound quality. So 8 beats are bumping. You know, whether it's an 808, whether it's the kick drum, whether it's congos, you know, percussion. So the eighth day is 8 beats are bumping. You want that beat to be tight so people can listen to the rest of the song. Day nine hustles grinding. You know, within the hip hop community, you got fashion lines, record labels. Most record labels, they have a studio, an in-house studio. So you got 24 hours in a day. The studio probably make $50 an hour. So, boom, there you go. Money, money, money. That's like what? $1,200? $1,200 a day off the studio? You can't beat that. So, you might have a studio as a revenue stream, a fashion line, record label. You might have property. I advise everybody that if you can, you know, own a 2-flat or a 3-flat, because everybody's biggest bill is they rent. Like me, I was selling flash drives all last week, and I'm going to be selling flash drives over the break. You know what I'm saying? All online. Your website, that's a hustle right there. You can make money in your sleep. Teespring account. You can make money while you sleep. pay for ads and streams to help you get your product out there, because it take money to make money. So go and get those ads. Push your product. Believe in your stuff. All right? So day 9 is 9 hustles grinding. Number 10. We're going to go with 10 lyrics of wisdom. You know what I'm saying? So, as an entrepreneur, you want to be ambitious. You want to share your struggle. Share how you became successful. You want to talk about social issues and topics that affect the community. Because what you want to do is stimulate thinking. You know, people who stimulate thinking, they usually have the ability to lead. So, 10 lyrics of wisdom. You want to pump good medicine into the universe. So, day 10 is 10 lyrics of wisdom, y'all. Day 11. I'm going to go with the 11 cipher spitting. So, in music, there's nothing more important than collaborating with other artists. Networking with other artists, whether they're from your hometown or another state. What you want to do is you want to build up your network. And hip-hop is big, you know. You're an entrepreneur. Your network is your net worth. So the concept of a cipher is, you know, this is a metaphor, 11 cipher spitting. It's just a group of like-minded individuals coming together, you know, sharing ideas to make something better coming to fruition. Based off the energy of the cipher. Everybody spitting their ideas, their thoughts, their plans. What they trying to get accomplished. How they doing it. So, 11 cipher spitting. That's what we're going to go for the 11th day. And for the 12th day, 12 steps to the stage. So, what you want to do is, you want to work on that stage show. You know what I'm saying? So, here's what you got to do. Before you jump into anything, you got to prepare. So, you got to think your vision out, write your plan down, and you got to do it. So, if you're an artist, I would advise you to talk to many people as you can. Go to many music seminars as you can. Talk to hip-hop artists and ask them something about their trials and error in music. The way the landscaping is in music right now, you want to market and promote much as possible because it's so important. One thing about the internet, it has made everything fair. So distribution, that won't be an issue at all. But you can't just depend on streams to sell records, even especially when they don't even want to give you a penny for a stream. You know, the average indie artist, they don't have a million streams because they don't have a machine behind them. And for those who don't know, a million streams on Spotify is only $4,000. In my opinion, I think that's highway robbery. When you could sell a flash drive, you could sell 400 flash drives at $10 a piece, that's $4,000. You know? Simple arithmetic. But You want to make sure that your music is good. You want to make sure that you got good people around you. Not no yes man, just telling you your stuff good when it's not where it's supposed to be. You want to be patient. You want to be able to take constructive criticism because it's for the best interest of you. It's for the best interest of your craft. It's for the best interest of your brand. You don't want to be out there in the world looking stupid. You don't. So, this has been another bonus episode of Riders Live. My 12 days of Christmas. I'm going to recap the 12 days for y'all. So, one mic, one dream for day one. Two turntables, two hustles for day two. Three elements of hip-hop for day three. Four corners of the block for the fourth day. Day five, five pillars of success. Day six, six bars to breakthrough. Day seven, seven streams of income. Day eight, eight beats of bumping. Day nine, nine hustles grinding. Day 10, 10 lyrics of wisdom. Day 11, 11 cyphers spitting. Day 12, 12 steps to the stage. So, this has been another bonus episode of Riders Live. I want to say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everybody. And I hope you got some from this Christmas edition of the Riders Live podcast. Merry Christmas.